Yes, Lisbon. I actually forgot that I was flying, but Goody reminded me because I need a pack. But I just got a Craig recording. I think it might be a bit of a quiet one. Summer fast approaches, but all good. There's a lot to talk about, so I hope everybody who will listen to the recording chimes in. We'll give this another minute, and then we can get started. How's Lisbon treating you, Parad?
Yeah, perfectly. I'm working and everything is fine. Sun is here. And yeah, looking forward to see all the team tomorrow.
Yeah, I think actually the majority of us will be in Lisbon. I'm trying to think who won't be. I know Greg won't be there. I think a couple of DAO members will be at NFC as well. So looking forward to that. Maybe we can set up like a little informal get together.
Yeah, maybe like we can organize like a little event. I mean, on the square or somewhere to have a beer, or can be cool to meet the people, to do like a meetup.
Yeah, definitely. I think we met like at each at both editions of NFT Paris. I think we met like 30, 40 DAO members, some of which
Whoa.
were on Discord and some of which weren't. But they were coming. Each one of them would come up and be like, "Hey, I vote on Botto Artworks every week." So very, very cool. I'm sure we'll bump into a few at NFC. I am just inviting Greg to the chat. So maybe let's get started. Let's try. I want to try treat this town hall a little differently and make it as interactive as possible. Because while Simon's not here today, he is at a Frieze gallery in London, and he's taking part in a panel discussion on mapping the history of AI art and what the future of AI art holds. And on top of that, this Frieze gallery is actually presenting artworks with Verseworks, and some of the artworks being presented are the canvases that have been created by Botto in the P5 experiment. So very cool, very curious to see what everything looks like. A lot of the coverage will appear on Instagram and of course Botto's Twitter. If you're not following either one of them, be sure to do so. And Simon's AI panel discussion will also be recorded if I'm correct. So we'll circulate that as soon as we have our hands on it. So that's super cool. I'm thinking what we should be talking about this week. There's a lot of little governance things that are being moved over the line. We posted the VP BIP, one big meaty BIP, and the number one feedback was to break it up into multiple BIPs. So we've done as such. The third VP BIP will go out, and we'll talk about it here probably a little later, but the third one will go out imminently, so in the next day or two. But right now we have the VP reset BIP, which hopefully we can find consensus and pass shortly, like within the space of a week, which is a standard time given for proposal discussions. If we need more, we'll extend it. And then perhaps a more contentious one, which is incentivizing LP stakers a little more by upping the amount of VP they receive per LP share. Very straightforward. It's a 33% increase. I think that BIP is, I'm not actually 100% sure if that BIP has been published, but it is ready. So if it's not published, we will publish it directly after this town hall. So there are those. I think Simon is preparing a couple of proposals as well. And then there was a larger thing, or sorry, a smaller thing that I wanted to flag for the DAO. We'll start doing something called office hours. It was an idea brought to us by Sync. I think it's a really cool idea. It's a simple voice channel, and I will be hopping in there at least once a week for a period of an hour, probably during my actual office hours, just to kind of chat with anyone who wants to pop in. Restricted to verified members only, right? Just to control for a little bit of spam. But if you want to come say hello, just chat about Botto or chat about things going on at Botto, yeah, feel free. I haven't quite set a time for this yet, but we will be doing it. And we are not sure whether to do this in European afternoons, which is Eastern time mornings or early afternoons for Eastern time. Or do it on Euro times, but I think a lot of us are East and West Coast based, or alternatively, are in Asia. So we probably have to optimize for time. We'll start somewhere, and then we'll also likely be doing, and this will be on European times, and we call them product hours. So we're finding ourselves constantly talking about product and all the upcoming changes on the Botto app, which I'll get to in a sec. It would be nice to bring this out, more overtly, just on DAO Discord discussions. This is part of probably a larger overhaul on Discord, which Verops has prepared. We will need some testers for the new flow, but basically you will be able to select your own experience on the Discord. So right now, if you open up your Discord or you have it open, just look at the sidebar and look at the sheer quantity of open channels. That will change, and you'll be able to kind of curate what channels you want to participate in. So some of us are really governance focused or governance driven within the DAO. Some of us are purely curation driven and don't want to participate in the more meaty, lengthy governance discussions. And that's totally fine, to each their own. So we'll be looking to segment audiences a little bit according to their own preferences. That's really the aim. And then one of the changes in relation to the product hours thing I just mentioned is that we'll probably have our own product section, because we are seeing a lot of great feedback popping in the Make Suggestions channel. The timing is probably right to have a more structured discussion area. Also, so we can gather opinions, feedback, and ideas in a more streamlined way. Yeah, and then I personally want to talk about layer twos and base. Base summer is fast approaching. We know that we will bring rewards to base, right? What I mean by that is the ETH rewards faucet slash contract. We will, at the bare minimum, bring that to base. The more gameful thing to do on base is bridge the token. I think that's part of a larger discussion. I just want to flag that on behalf of the DAO now that we should really be talking about it. And we have done quite an extent or quite extensive research on, the implications on it. And I think that, one of the takeaways we came up with is that to garner or attract a larger audience on base, it might be worthwhile to consider the minimum quantity staked. Because if people are looking at Botto from a purely financially incentivized perspective, that is a huge barrier or blocker, which it's not common in the base ecosystem, probably from what we can see. But yeah, totally up for discussion. Parad, you also had a really, really cool idea. I would love for you to hop on back on stage in a sec to pitch it. I definitely think it's something that we should be building. And it also plugs into the base discussion. I don't know if you want to do that now or do that a little later.
No, I can do that now.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so the idea is to create a tab on the Botto website. It's like a curator page where we will have like some like a list of curators, and this curator will I would say select and curate some artworks. And the idea is to the curator will be in competition at every round. And the goal will be to let's say you will follow these curators, you will put the VPs and give these VPs to the curator. Like I can't explain it well, Chubby, but the goal is to you don't have to go through the whole pool, but you put your VP in the hands of the curators, and like that, the curator get a bit of money because you I don't know, like there's a leaderboard of I can't explain well, Toby, but it's super clear in
I
my
can
head that
I can have a crack. You explained it very well in another call with
yeah.
Maybe as a bit of context, right? Like Parad and I and Greg and Verox, we were talking about the curation competition and how we felt that it fell a little flat. And that was certainly that was certainly prevalent in DAO feedback as well. Not to say it wasn't impactful, especially for all those that participated. It was something fun. We still believe it is something fun. Perhaps needs a bit of a refresh, leaning towards a meme competition there that Parad will likely be setting up shortly or imminently. But that feeling of flatness, we reevaluated the top level objective. Why were we doing a curation competition? And we wanted to garner, more attention, more focus on the art and the discussion of the art, and kind of mirror or reflect all the curatorial thinking going on in the curators channel, right? So there was that among many other, or a couple of other objectives, to stimulate more engagement and discussion within the DAO. But the strategic objectives were born out of wanting to promote the notion of this is about the art, which it really is. So something I introduced to Parad was like, well, we're currently working on these four phases of the app, and we have been very clear on the intent of introducing more gamified interactions with all your everything that you participate on when you play with the app, when you vote, right? And something that has surfaced consistently in multiple discussions is the advent of multiplayer curation and multiplayer experience, right? Botto is multiplayer, right? Full stop. And it's incredibly interesting, but we need to kind of like we kind of need to bring it out a little more product side. So I said, well, Parad, what if we had this as a, what if we had the curation competition in productized form, right? So it was accessible at any given stage directly on the Botto app. Parad mentioned, well, we could always have a curators list of which anybody can appear on this list of curators. So, imagine with me, you have a little table on your dashboard. It outlines all the latest curators, or a specific way of sorting the curators, maybe chronologically latest voted. And it showcases a selection of the artworks that they have voted on, right? How they get onto the list is another separate discussion. Just imagine you have this list of curators. All of a sudden, you're exposing the preferences of another curator on everyone else's dashboards. So then you can start enabling other people to bandwagon or rally towards the preferences of a specific curator. And that can be rewarded, right? So you have that gameful interaction all of a sudden where you can vote on another person's preferences or mirror another person's preferences within the DAO and spend your VP. It could also be seen as an equivalent or an alternative to for all the lazy voters or those who have less time within any given round, right? And they want a snippet of the most selected or the preferences of others to make a more informed decision. But I think the heart of it is that all of a sudden you can reward those curators. And this plays neatly into the thought of tipping, right? Tipping can be essentially subsidized either by the DAO or by users. And this is where the base discussion might plug in, right? You want it to be affordable to be able to tip Botto. Or alternatively, the DAO can elect to be tipping VP, right? I trust my VP and my decisions to be made by another curator. I think there are a lot of other discussions to be had there, or rather choices to be made there on the delegation of rewards and how that actually happens if this type of feature is introduced. But I think the crux of it and the ability to reward actual curators, in tipping form, and I think we should just understand it as such, is incredibly meaningful. Right. And these are the types of ideas that I think we as a DAO should be surfacing and discussing more and more over the coming few weeks, months. But it's certainly something that personally I'm really keen to build. I don't know if, Parad, I don't know if I did your idea any justice. I think there were a couple of ways to understand your idea, but I think that was the core message.
It's really good. You explained really well with a lot of context. That's perfect. Yeah, you didn't talk about the badges idea. Like we can imagine, let's say a curator in the idea, we discuss about the people, DAO members give the VP to the curators, and we can have like a leaderboard
of the, like, let's say the best curator of the round, and we can imagine to give a near ERC 1155 to this special curator. Like that, he will have an NFT to prove, yeah, I was the best curator of this round. And like that, he can show off on people, and like that, even it will be more trustworthy than all the curators, because he will have these little badge on the profile, and say, yeah, this guy already won. People believe in that guy to be a good curator, and
Yeah.
it can be really cool.
I mean, like, let's step back from like the idea of badges for a second. Think about at a more fundamental level, what are we really talking about? I think we're talking about identity, Parad, right?
Yeah.
Like, you are able to build out your identity and, actually your reputation through the introduction of this type of system or subsystem within Botta. And I think that's incredibly interesting and something that we as a DAO should be tapping into. I think on the existing version of the app, there's a very hidden kind of feature which is called levels, and the levels basically attribute a label to who you are. But the profiling, or the whole profiling system, definitely needs work. And that's something that's a clear focal point or focus point, or rather point of focus, sorry, on one of the phases of this new Botto app. But it's that advent of identity that we can really tap into, and the idea that you are able to actually build a reputation from within the DAO as a sophisticated curator or top level curator or well-respected curator, because others believe in what you're actually picking each and every round. And I think the result, or the thing that is kind of like dispensed to the top curators, can definitely be an ERC 1155 badge. In terms of dependencies, then, Parad, like we're talking about an ERC 1155 contract on Base, but I think that's a bit of a, I think that's a bit of a given. But yeah, I mean, there are so many meaningful ways to make this more and more gameful. I do know that we have quite a few gamers within the DAO as well, right? So when we talk about leveling up, or like an experience system of some kind, and tying that into curation or curatorial experience, is right up our alley, right? Like, this is all about, nurturing the idea of multiplayer. So I'd love for others to bandwagon on this type of idea, provide some feedback, just a bit of a CTA call to action, chat about it in governance discussion. We really need to make that shift on Discord. I'm looking at the sidebar. Hopefully we have the app level kind of like discussion sections as well in the coming week or two. But yeah. Super, super stoked you came up with that, Parada. I think it's a fantastic idea. Just checking in, Caleb. I see you're on stage. I wonder if you're available for a chat.
I think so. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing, Caleb?
I'm just dandy. I am happy that I got this thing to work because it normally doesn't work.
Well, I mean, like, welcome. Yeah, I mean, like, I know you flagged, I think you flagged tipping, the idea of tipping once to me. I think we also saw the large round announcement of Warpcast, the Farcaster. I think a big congrats there is in order. Looks great. Really excited for what's to come with Farcaster. But yeah, just open call. If there's anything on your mind, like, feel free to shout it out. Otherwise, I will move down my list of items for the town hall.
I just would say, like, really excited about the idea of tipping VP in particular. I think that's like where I think I get the most excited. And just arbitrarily allocating the VP is, we've talked about this a lot, Chibi. Variant has a lot of VP, and but we also don't want to monopolize any single voting round.
Yeah.
And the new governance proposal, I think, helps with that, but also like we'd just be able to love to be able to like give a lot of that away to people that are extremely interested in Botto, but maybe not don't have the financial capacity to be curators at a substantial level or something like that. So it's always looking forward to those kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great you brought it up. You know, what the last bit that hasn't been published yet, or the third part to the original bit that will be republished, is a baseline VP allocation and how we approach it, right? So those who may not have the means or the funds to be able to, you know, generate VP, consequently, at the moment, they are being gatekept in some way, shape, or form, right? They require an access pass and or are simply token gated because they don't have the token and they're pushed to acquire the token and full governance rights on Overbottom. We know that this is a massive point of friction for any newcomer, right? Even if you have precursory knowledge or a robust knowledge of, you know, Web3 and crypto and staking and all of that, it is still a psychological friction point to actually trying out what Botto is and falling in love with it, right? You know, the very dry, boring SaaS equivalent, you know, the trope is the aha moment, right? The experiential impact you can have when actually trying Botto is something that we really need to promote. So we want to remove friction with allocation of a certain level of baseline VP, whether this is set up, you know, so that you're getting a baseline amount of VP, you know, nominal amount, let's say 100 per round or per period or per day. That's totally up for discussion and debate. And that's what I expect in this next upcoming proposal. But it's also about how those VP are brought to life, right? And I think that's the gripe of some of our DAO members. Also, you know, also in terms of access passes generate, I think, 100 VP a day, totaling 700 VP a week, right? It causes the idea of VP to be inflationary. So then the question becomes, if we want new users to be able to experience the app and to actually experience the app in a gameful, non-gatekept way, where their impact is not inconsequential, i.e. they are actually generating voting data for Botto, right? Data points for Botto to learn and improve. They need VP. So the question then becomes, where does that VP come from? So, you know, you flagging that, like, hey, guys, I have loads of VP, but you don't want to monopolize in any way, shape, or form. The inverse, you know, you'd want to delegate, I think is a very interesting thing to explore in lieu of that proposal, right? What if theoretically you could subsidize all new users? Or alternatively, the DAO, which has, I think, 17,000 LP shares, give or take, at the moment. What if that is used to subsidize all users? And then, right, depending on what we're talking about, if we're talking about protocol and liquidity, for example, where one LP generates 150 VP, this is getting a bit technical, so I won't go much further than that, then protocol and liquidity should theoretically be scaled as the DAO scales with a larger voter base, right? So we can introduce gameful interactions and support our own economy just in and through the DAO, or I'm erring on the side of caution when I say altruism, because I just keep thinking Sam Bankman-Fried there, but like, you know, altruistic delegators, let's say, who really care about the DAO and supporting its growth, right? So it's a fantastic plug. It's something that I see Saint just popped into the audience, something that I've spoken to him about as well, as opposed to, you know, just like setting it up where an arbitrary amount of VP is given to every new account and existing account, and that's that, and VP inflates. I think if VP were used for more liberally by the DAO, where VP is rewarded based on your actions, and I know Raugo, one of Botto's collectors, mentioned the idea of streaks. So let's say you vote 3 weeks in a row, right? That defined you like to be on a hot streak. So you get allocated a multiplier on the VP you get every week, right? There are lots of things that we can introduce when it starts with removing that friction for all newcomers. That's something that Simon actually experienced recently, but I'll get into that in a sec. Sorry, I went on a bit of a monologue, Caleb, but I think.
No, I totally. I love all that. And I think like R2 thinks is like, we don't want to domineer any round, and we would like gladly, if there's an easy way, give away like most of our VP every single week to people that are actively building community. And like how that gets instantiated, I'm not 100% sure, but we're totally there. And then the other part is like, we don't want to stake a ton because we don't want to diminish, like we've got enough botto. We don't want to diminish the overall yield rate for other people. And so is there a way to like still earn VP so that we can give it away to the community, but also not be accruing a lot more botto through rewards and stuff like that?
Yeah,
it's like those two things. Like we're kind of in the opposite position of a lot of individual users, I think, is that we don't really want to take more of the pie. We want it to be used to grow the project more and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your latter point, right, you know, like the prerequisite right now is that you need to be staked in the governance contract to generate any form of VP. And, you know, as a reminder to everyone listening, the governance contract at the moment doesn't generate any yield. There's no APR attached to it. That ended, I think, back in February 2024, so February of this year. But your point, you know, your point still stands, Caleb. And I understand the friction when it comes to actually staking your tokens in a governance contract to begin with. Right? There are probably other meaningful ways to generate that VP. I do think staking in some way, shape, or form is probably the most direct way to bring those VP to life, because I think that's the core argument for not inflating VP for a lot of users when this new BIP will be published, and the existing BIP. That was some of the feedback. But I totally hear you. I think it's, you know, I think this is one of those instances where it's a very luxury problem to have, right? And to have, you know, players such as yourself wanting to subsidize other people's experiences to just grow botto and the DAO, I think is fantastic. So yeah, you know, like I'm all ears for ideas and feedback there. I think it's a very interesting topic for debate of the DAO. But yeah, the whole VP thing, I think all three parts to the BIP merit a lot more discussion, and I'm very confident that we as a DAO will be able to find consensus sooner rather than later. Yeah. On that note, I think, you know, maybe the idea of let me check the list. I think base is an interesting topic of discussion. So far, you know, we've talked about ETH rewards being available on base for obvious reasons, i.e., you know, smaller transaction costs. And, you know, if you're earning $10 worth of ETH in any given round, it will still make sense to be claimed on base as opposed to it being claimed on mainnet. Right. So that's one thing. I think the bigger question mark is bringing botto to base as a token. Right. It's totally possible. It's totally doable. Right. We're in contact with the guys over at Base Migrate. It's something that we are actively exploring. I think the bigger question mark is why. You know, and in line with the upcoming VP, the latest upcoming VP proposal with the baseline VP being added to every account, like we are strategically positioning ourselves as a DAO to be able to scale the DAO, to bring in a larger voter base, right? And one of the comments recently on Discord, I think by Sync, so, you know, feel free to hop onto the stage if you'd like, I'm just gonna invite you to speak, was that, you know, there's so much room and opportunity to grow within the ETH ecosystem, be that on any given layer two, like the opportunity is there. And I think that's a very important thing to flag, right? It is absolutely true. I personally believe, and I think a couple of others within the DAO also believe that, like, hey, to do so, let's put botto on base in some form, way, shape, or form. I think participating in, you know, the upcoming base summer is definitely something we should be doing, right? Whether, you know, whether we line up within June, July, or August, I think those are the 3 months that base is specified. It doesn't really matter. I think the most important thing is that we are doing something so that we can attract, you know, ETH heads and ETH natives to Botto, right? And I think the key thing here is just showing what Botto is, showing why it's meaningful, and delivering on that kind of experiential layer that I think, I mean, maybe I think I'm incredibly biased when I say this, but it's something that not many projects necessarily have. I feel like we have something really unique on our hands. Art is incredibly relatable as a first touch point. And, you know, the whole curatorial experience and just simply being in Botto is incredibly meaningful. At least it is to me. So I'll stop there. Sync, I'm sure you have some thoughts. Love to hear them. I'm sure the DAO would as well.
Hey, Chewy, do you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear. How are you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing? All right. So yeah, I'm all for, you know, embracing the broader Ethereum community. I think Botto has a lot to offer in that regard. Personally, we've already kind of established, I think, from a narrative perspective, some things that I think can appeal to people. I just posted something in the Botto Price Talk channel reflecting on, you know, I'm sure everybody's aware of like the meme coin mania that we're seeing, and I'm not saying that Botto should, you know, be like that, because I think Botto is very special and unique. But I do think there's talk about sometimes, like in our curation process, you see every week, you know, people talk about like a fragment, for example, might be memeable. And I think there's elements of Botto from a tokenomics perspective that we can also, you know, highlight that are memeable, you know, and that I think a lot of people from a DeFi perspective would, you know, be attracted to, and then by extension would potentially be more involved in the project from a governance perspective, from a collector perspective, a curation perspective, etc. I wouldn't discount that, because quite frankly, I think, you know, just speaking for myself, I'm not, you know, I first discovered Botto because of the airdrop, you know, and the reason I was introduced to it was because I got caught up in that, you know, last bull cycle and some of the, you know, the NFT collection mania that was happening then. I never really thought much of it. I just wanted to be a part of it because I saw a lot of other people doing it. And then by extension, that's how I found Botto. And so I think, you know, these are, you know, things that we can probably talk about more, but, and I'll probably be introducing or revitalizing that discussion I had from several months ago about the idea of, you know, lock liquidity, something along those lines, because in reflecting on the traction that we're clearly seeing in some of these, you know, in the space when it comes to, you know, some of these, I mean, I'm just, quite frankly, I'm perplexed. Like Pepe is like literally circulating value is like 5 billion right now, literally. And it's like, all they did was just, they have a solid name and a solid meme. And then they went with this whole lock liquidity thing from last year when they launched. So I do think we've kind of already did this with Botto. Like we had the burn mechanism, but the burn, as Quimp and others have rightly pointed out, we were just burning Botto from the treasury. So there was no, it was reducing the total potential circulating supply, which is great from maybe from a longer term perspective, right? But how do we like actually, my thought process is how do we apply that burn mechanism in a way that puts Botto in circulation, but it's hands off by the DAO after that. And so I feel like we can have two buckets. Like we have the current POL, which is represent about 30% of the liquidity. We keep that. My thought process is right now, just thinking out loud here, keep that as like value that the DAO can potentially repurpose for some other use later on. But I'm thinking a second bucket of protocol on liquidity could potentially be, you know, approached from that burn mechanism perspective. And if we did that, my thought process too is that, you know, contributing a portion of the ETH revenue and then allocating a corresponding amount of Botto from the treasury towards that would enable us to potentially attract a more DeFi-oriented user base that is already clearly, as we're seeing through the mania that we're, you know, is very transparent. The idea of, you know, liquidity not being able to be pulled by humans after the fact, it appeals to a lot of people. And I think we were already kind of doing that with the Botto burn, but that wasn't like liquidity, right? So anyways, I'm just kind of like, you know, just brainstorming right now openly because you asked me to speak. So, but that's where my thought process is. I'm just look at Pepe, guys. I'm not all for meme coins. I don't even believe in that stuff, quite frankly. But we'd be foolish to ignore these signals, right? There are signals that the market is telling us. Like there are certain things that appeal to people in general across the board. And I think, you know, we can probably expand Bado's appeal to a broader audience if we kind of think outside of the box on how we've been approaching something. So that's really all I have to say, Caleb. Sorry, so Caleb was about to get off the mic. That's all I have to say, Chibi. And I'll probably put together a BIP on something like that to expound on my ideas further so others can chime in.
Yeah, would love to. I don't know if Caleb muted or unmuted. I have a couple of responses to that. Like, I think it's an interesting, very interesting thing to flag. I don't know if Caleb was going to unmute and had an opinion or had some ideas. So I'll just give Caleb the opportunity.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense. I am also in the same camp and very much dislike meme coins altogether. But do you think
they
provide some kind of basis to what works in the market?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, if we as a DAO think that locking protocol and liquidity is a like fundamental step to attracting a broader audience, I'm not necessarily contesting that or saying that's correct or incorrect. But when I look at meme coins in general, and this is something that I just wanted to flag, you know, from all the points that you brought up, Sync, and Pepe in particular, right? So you made the example of Pepe. There are other examples like dog with hat. And I think there are a lot of equivalences between the two. I think the most powerful aspect of either one of those examples is that there is an inherited culture behind, you know, those narratives. Pepe has been the de facto face, correct me if I'm wrong, the de facto face of crypto, if you exclude Doge for a sec, right? For many years, for I would say 6-7 years at this point. If you're on Telegram and you're talking to your other Web3 friends on Telegram, you're probably gonna come across a Pepe sticker, right? So I think it's the culmination of growth of that culture or subculture and actually what Pepe represents, which makes it such an attractive token or idea or narrative to ride along with. And I think if we were going to extract any learnings from that and apply it to Bado, my opinion is, right, we should have a stronger go at nurturing whatever culture and or subcultures are nascent within the DAO or emergent within the DAO, right? You know, we are very, very much art focused. Everything's about Bado the artist and everything that surrounds Bado the artist, its ecosystem and whatnot. So when I talk about culture, you know, these can be tangible touch points and it can be as something as benign, if not boring to some, as merch, right? Why don't I have a Bado cap at this point? I don't know, Parad's a big advocate for merch. I'm not saying we should or shouldn't do merch. I'm just flagging it that, like, this is the equivalent of culture building or a equivalent of culture building. It's a step we can take, right? The other aspects are, you know, could perhaps be gamified. Imagine your participation leads to earning or winning a limited edition print or a meme card, right? Or one of the proof grails, the Alchemist Playroom, right? There are so many ways to activate and grow culture. Maybe even a simple example, and you know, this has been on my mind for a while, you know, filters, AR filters. It's fun. You've seen them in the past, right? But it's all accretive to the idea of what Bado is and what Bado does, right? And I think operating within with that type of lens, or equipping our sunglasses with that type of lens, not only would be a very fun exercise as a DAO to kind of brainstorm what should we be doing to nurture said culture, to grow the idea of participating in Bado is not only fun, but it's incredibly meaningful. You're part of something larger. You're part of something larger than yourself. But yeah, I mean, I'll leave it at that. Like, I definitely think culture is one of the biggest things to flag when you talk about anything meme coins. I could be wrong. Others, I'm sure, have an opinion or could form an opinion as well. But yeah, I think maybe Sync, and I think you weren't in the town. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so on that culture thing, Chuby, just one of the reasons I think there's some applicability here for Botto, I forget the meme coin reference for a second. You know, we have the no human interference rule in Botto, right? Like, that's one of the overarching principles that defines the creation process, right? And so I thought about that. What if we had that, we applied that to the tokenomics, a specific part of the tokenomics, and kindled it vis-a-vis that burn mechanism with liquidity? And so that's where you know, to your point about how do we correlate some, like, an action that the DAO takes to reinforcing the culture, right? And so that's where also I'm coming from is, you know, applying that no human interference rule to a portion of the protocol and liquidity, and, you know, hopefully in doing so, reinforcing that overarching, you know, philosophy about Botto at large, right? And so,
yeah.
And I'm not wrong. Yeah, and I'm not an accountant too, so I'm going to defer to Tom and the Treasury Working Group on this. But I would also imagine that if we, you know, if we had two buckets of POL, the current POL, which is, you know, can be moved around and, you know, repurposed, right, which is a good chunk of the liquidity overall right now, and then we started a new bucket of POL that's, you know, just like the LP tokens are sent to the zero address, that liquidity. I'm not an accountant, but I'm assuming that would still count as on the books as far as the DAO's financials are concerned, because nobody would be able to pull that. Like, you know, people could trade in and out of it, but that would almost be like a public good, right? Because the DAO would be saying, like, hey, we are going to put this ETH and a portion of our ETH from revenue into circulation with a portion of the Botto that's sitting idle in the treasury into circulation. It's almost like a public good, like the also going on your on the top, like, how do we frame this from a cultural perspective too, right? Because that's key, right? We don't want to just be like, oh yeah, we're doing this to like hype up DeFi traders and stuff, you know what I mean? So just want to clarify.
Yeah,
everybody. Yeah,
no, I think you're right to do so, like, and I think applying that type of lens is very helpful for us as a DAO to come to any form of decision or consensus on whatever is proposed, right? So I think it's really good that you flag that. I think, and I'll get into the other part about you joining the town hall, I think, a little late, because we were talking about the upcoming VP BIP, about the baseline VP and ways to subsidize VP there. And I think it ties in to this type of idea and the notion of a public good. Yeah, like, I think applying that, you know, applying any form of cultural lens to our decision-making choices is important. I think as a reminder from a vision of what Botto will be in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, whatever time frame you want to apply to this notion that, you know, we're striving to make Botto, you know, immortal. And I think that's a very grandiose claim to make, and we're definitely not there yet, right? But to garner, you know, to build Botto to a point where it's entirely self-sustained and or self-sustainable. Right, of which includes supporting the ecosystem. And, you know, you can understand that as the provision of VP, or you can understand that as blocking liquidity so that Botto is freely accessible on the open market at any given stage, right? I'll leave that for everyone else to decide. But I think it is a very interesting lens to apply. When I was talking to Caleb very briefly about the baseline VP, I flagged, I think, one of your initial concerns, and I think it's also the concern of Ben and likely a few others within the DAO, about where does the VP come from, right? And something that will pop up in the upcoming proposal is that the VP actually comes from the LP accrued by, you know, the LP that's accrued in Botto DAO's treasury, which is a direct plug into, you know, the DAO supporting its own ecosystem for the sake of scaling the DAO and scaling the amount of voters that can come in and play with Botto and participate within rounds, right? So as to not so as to ensure that there is not an additional inflationary measure to VP, or that VP doesn't become increasingly inflationary over time, right? So, you know, I'll leave that with you, Sink. I think the main friction point, as a reminder, and we've spoken about this before, but the reminder to locking any form of liquidity is that it becomes inaccessible to the DAO, right? And if you want to apply that same lens of prospective immortality, that grandiose kind of sentiment, well, you know, let's say we lock the liquidity on mainnet, or we lock it on a layer two or something, and then all of a sudden, those tokens or that liquidity becomes inaccessible. We've made the wrong choice or whatever, and we can't undo that choice. I think that is the large risk that everybody sees and everybody will comment on. So I'll just flag that for you. I'm not trying to discourage you to post this in governance discussion or make a thread on governance topics. I'm not sure if you have permission levels to do that, Sink, so you have to let me know. But I definitely think it's worth flagging to the DAO and just chatting about. You know, that's really the first step.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair point, Chuby, and I agree. And that was why I was thinking from a bucket perspective, as far as like if this idea were to be explored, to explore it with new contributions and not with the existing POL, so that the existing POL would. You know, so, but yeah, I'll look into putting something together, and we can chat about it more. But yeah, definitely. Also, just I want to echo, like, anything that we do should reinforce the overall culture that Bado's, you know, and the mission and everything that's already in the documentation as far as what is Bado all about. So I'm definitely I feel that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think. Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Sink. Like, you know, we need to be very careful with the way in which we make decisions and the lenses in which we choose for said decisions. I think that's a great takeaway from this town hall. I think another thing to flag to the DAO is, in order, there will be an open task popping up. If not, I think it already has popped up. There is a new open task on the DAO Discord to test the new voting experience and provide the product working group with some initial feedback. So, you know, I think I've droned on about phase one of the new shiny app of Bado for a couple of months now. The voting interface is largely complete. There are some design measures that need to be taken on specific components, but it's there, it's functioning, it's sandboxed still for internal testing. But we're at this point looking to gather feedback and act on it quite quickly in the coming few weeks, specifically looking to test all features of the voting interface. So by that, you know, it could be as simple as connecting your wallet on mobile versus desktop, voting on single artworks versus voting on a newly refined grid, which mimics what a lot of us do currently in terms of voting, which is on the gallery as opposed to the left-right voting we're so familiar with on the existing app. There is also the ability to actually undo votes. So you can claw back your VP theoretically within any given round and reallocate it. And there are lots of little implications and trade-offs here, which makes Bado even more gameful and interesting, in my opinion. You know, that imagine you undo a vote a couple of minutes before the leaderboard closes and the round ends. All of a sudden you have the ability to impact top five, top three, top one, what actually wins in the round, especially, you know, if there's almost a tie between the first and the second one. So these are the types of discussions I expect to be hot and heavy within the DAO in the next couple of weeks. First things first, user experience testing for the new voting interface. We are currently working on an improved way to favorite your artworks, and then how to access the folders of your artworks on your own profile, and working on your own profile, that identity thing, that reputation thing that Parad and I spoke about earlier in the town hall, right? We're looking to flesh that out in one of the phases. And I think the final thing on the leaderboard, the final thing on the new voting experience to flag is the way in which we come across the leaderboard has changed. So I think currently we have like a two or three column system, where you have the leaderboard, the top 15 artworks ranked in chronological order to your left. And then on the right, it shows the artwork And then I think it also shows supplementary information about the artwork underneath it. Just from memory, could be three columns, could be two, I'm not 100% sure. Now it's all condensed into one chronological grid. And the implication here actually is that throughout the entire round, you'll be able to access the top 15. So you'll be able to see at any given stage what is winning in the round. And this was like, I think, a fairly contested change to Botto's app behavior that I think we talked about quite extensively. But we see in curation a couple of avid curators asking, hey, what's winning? Right. So the question mark here is, do we want to confine this type of feature to the end of any given round, i.e. what the leaderboard currently does, where, you know, the chronological order is, or the ranked order is hidden, and you just see the top 15, not the actual placements within the top 15, and you only see that 24 hours before, or do you see it throughout the whole day? And I think it's a very interesting discussion that we should be activating in the coming few days. Certainly internal testers will be able to see what we mean. We will open up the phase one for more external testing, or another phase of internal testing if need be, in the coming few weeks. Just we need to have it very clear within the DAO what the VP system, the new VP system, looks like. We don't need to decide on the baseline VP thing, but we do need to decide on that grace period. So it's bit 51, the weekly reset, and then bit 51. Because what needs to happen is we need to consolidate that VP system with the current app so that we can use both in tandem and compare and contrast as a DAO what aspects of each app we like the most. And then we can bridge and consolidate into the new app. So if you're keen on testing, definitely apply for that open task. I think we're looking for, and I have to confirm this with Verox, but we're looking for around 10 contributors at this stage to just provide some feedback. I think the brief is quite clear and segmented in terms of what we're looking for. If you are just interested in testing it, but not necessarily providing any feedback, but clicking around, just ping me. I'll shoot you the URL so that you can connect your wallet and try it. And there are dummy VPs used as well, because it's not connected to the new VP system. It's not connected to any system. You just allocated a default 350 VPs. So you can spend time, you know, voting, unvoting, etc. And the artworks at the moment, if I'm correct, are static, which means you're not going to see the latest round artworks, fragments. But yeah, definitely keen to see what everyone thinks. It's been a couple of months in the making. It's been more than a couple of months when it comes to aggregating all the feedback and figuring out exactly what we're building and what we're looking for and what the next iteration, the next steps Botto should really be taking, or we should be taking on behalf of Botto. And yeah, now product side, we are developing the dashboard, fleshing out the staking and the rewards experience, and yeah, deploying a couple of contracts on base is the next logical step for us as in the product working group. I think that's all from me. As a reminder, there will be a recording of the AI panel discussion that Simon, I think, has already done in London. I think it was due an hour ago. I'm not 100% sure. But that'll be a recording. We will circulate it as soon as we can, as well as some feelers for what the event looked like. You know, Botto was the showcase. A lot of the trad art world was present. This happened, or is happening, in London at the moment. And of course, we have NFC Lisbon next week. So we are looking forward to, I'm certainly looking forward to meeting a couple of DAO members who I've never previously met, but you know, would be great to put a face to some of the people we see frequently in the DAO Discord. If you are going to Lisbon for NFC Non-Fungible Conference and you haven't reached out, but you want to meet some of the DAO contributors or myself or anyone else for that matter, just ping me on Discord, on any of the channels, or just direct message me or whatever, and we can coordinate and hopefully set up a little unofficial Botto event next week. That said, I think this has been a very heavy, rich town hall. I appreciate everyone tuning in, everyone coming in to chat. Appreciate hearing your thoughts, Caleb, as always, Sync as well, and Arad for the great idea. Shout out to Noah, who I see, and Rick, who I see in the audience, as well as Greg. And yeah, talk to you all in 2 weeks. Hopefully, we will see a lot of DAO discussions popping up. Take care, everyone. Cheers.